With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. The Montana legislature is one vote away from passing a bill that would require energy companies to disclose the chemicals they use to the Montana Oil and Gas Conservation Board. The measure passed an initial House vote 70-30 today. It faces a final vote before it goes to Governor Steve Bullock. A pending lawsuit is challenging the current Montana rule that allows companies to conceal the ingredients of chemicals they use during hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. Under the proposed bill, the companies would be able to request the board keep confidential the chemicals they consider to be trade secrets, and only a court could order their public disclosure. Republican Senator Tom Richmond of Billings says the measure is based on a Wyoming model. A judge has agreed with three would-be candidates who want to run for Montana's lone U.S. House seat that they didn't have enough time to gather all of the voter signatures required by the state. Even so, their names still won't be on the ballot for the May 25th special congressional election. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris's order Saturday reduced the number of required voter signatures from just over 14,000 to 400. But none of the three men who sued to get on the ballot turned in even that many signatures by the March 6th deadline. That means nobody will be added to the ballot in the race between Democrat Rob Quist, Republican Greg Gianforte, and Libertarian Mark Wicks unless an appeals court intervenes. Cascade County authorities say a man apparently shot and killed himself after breaking into two homes and fleeing deputies. Sheriff Bob Edwards says the deputies responded to a report of an intruder entering a house today and pointing a gun at the homeowner. Edwards says the homeowner put up a fight, left, and called 911. A fire broke out at the house on the banks of the Missouri River about 8 miles outside of Great Falls and was destroyed. Deputies responding to the call followed a man to a neighboring house where he entered the house and forced the homeowner out. Edwards says the deputies approaching the house heard gunshots and found the man dead. Edwards says the deputies did not fire a shot. The man's name has not been released. Montana Governor Steve Bullock has signed four bills meant to protect children who are in the state's foster care system. All four bills are the result of the work of a commission appointed by the governor to review the state's Division of Child and Family Services, which is dealing with a record number of children in foster care. One of the bills sets deadlines to speed up cases that concern youths in need of care. Another appoints a guardian to protect the interests of an abused child in court proceedings. The third bill requires the state health department to ensure foster parents allow children to participate in activities that are appropriate for their age and development. The final bill will allow state and federal lawmakers to review child welfare records. This week, Whitefish Mountain Resort announced there were more than 346,000 skier visits during the 2016-2017 season, approximately 1,000 more than the previous record set during the 2013-2014 season. The Flathead Beacon reports the record visitation was likely boosted by 407 inches of snow on the mountain, the second deepest snowpack in 20 years. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Wildlife Services Program announced today that it would stop using predator-killing cyanide traps in Idaho, at least temporarily, according to the Idaho Statesman. This after a cyanide trap killed a dog in Pocatello and sickened a 14-year-old boy on March 16th. The decision came after four environmental and animal welfare groups filed a lawsuit against the USDA in federal court in Missoula last week, and 19 conservation and wildlife organizations filed a petition 2 weeks ago. The cyanide bombs were being used to kill predators and pests. Bethany Cotton is with Wild Earth Guardians, one of the groups suing the federal government.
It's certainly a very good first step and necessary in Idaho given the recent tragedies, but we have concerns about whether it will actually be followed. We're calling on the program to make this moratorium a permanent ban, and not just in Idaho, but across the country on both public and private lands.
In a letter sent to conservation groups today, the USDA announced it has ceased the use of M44 cyanide bombs on all private, state, and federal lands in Idaho and has removed all M44s that were deployed in the state.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Federal officials say eight veterans living in a Helena facility won't be left homeless if the facility shuts down. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs says it will make sure arrangements are made for long-term housing for the residents. The Montana Veterans Foundation, which operates the Willis Cruz Transitional Facility, plans to sell the building after the VA reduced its funding. The foundation says the lower funding level isn't enough to pay the bills. The foundation has been speaking with another organization, Spring Meadow Resources, about taking over the program. Spring Meadow operates 6 group homes and 2 apartment complexes for people with developmental disabilities. I'm Eric Whitney.